Coming to the Pavilion at Star Lake on August 10th, along with Kevin Cronin. You remember Kevin with REO Speedwagon, Don Felder of Eagles fame, Donnie Iris and the Cruisers, 412-922-1020. Caller number 7 will make you a winner, 412-922-1020. Looks like it's going to be a fun show. Anything with Donnie Iris is great. This has been already a big summer in the Berg, and Visit Pittsburgh's Jared Bacher is with us, brought to you by Visit Pittsburgh. And Jared, I'm looking at the trajectory just since the U.S. Open, then we had the Furries here over the fourth weekend, and then we got all this stuff going on, and then looking ahead to April, things are looking up overall, especially with the economic news that we got on Tuesday.
There's certainly a lot going on in the entire region, and it's all good news for Pittsburgh. I think as we look ahead, as you said, to April, there's so many things that we have to look forward to between now and then. And even beyond that, I think 2026 as in its entirety, just from an economic standpoint, certainly from a tourism standpoint, is quite exciting. There's a lot on the horizon.
So let's talk about some of the things that are coming up and what Visit Pittsburgh is working on.
So July, as you also know, is the peak of our peak season. So summer, of course, is our biggest travel time when people are coming into Pittsburgh to experience everything that we have going on. As you mentioned, we kick off the month with the Furries. That leads into last weekend, which was the amazing expanded footprint for Picklesburg. We're still waiting for the final count, but we're expecting some pretty big numbers from Picklesburg. Alongside Picklesburg with America's Mile that the team from the marathon puts on every summer. So there's a lot going on there. And then, of course, this coming weekend is race weekend at Schenley Park. The Vintage Grand Prix is back.
Yeah, and just to give people an idea of the economic impact, I had learned through you that the Furries being here brought $21 million of spend to the region.
Yeah, it was their 19th year in Pittsburgh. Over 19,000 people come into Pittsburgh for that conference. And it's what's really interesting to us anyway is how many people actually come from international markets. About a third of the individuals who are coming into Pittsburgh for Anthrocon are coming from Europe and other places abroad.
And I'm also thinking ahead, before we know it, football season actually is right around the corner. The Steelers obviously are a big draw to bring people in. Each home game has its own economic impact, doesn't it?
It does. It does. We calculate home games somewhere in the range from $9 to $12 million, just depending on who the team is that's coming in. But when you think about when you aggregate all of those various home games and other things that happen at Acrisure Stadium in particular, so much economic activity comes out of those stadiums. From there, PNC Park, of course, does a lot of non-baseball programming. And then PPG Paints Arena, as you know, has incredible things going on all year long.
Yeah, no, the Penguins just announced their schedule for the season. That's just around the corner, too. And let's not forget this weekend for the Pirates, Yinzer Palooza, which has become a big hit.
It is a badge of honor for sure. Yeah, I think the Pirates do a great job with their theme nights. I think the Yinzer Palooza is a trademark event for them, which continues to gain popularity for sure.
Yeah, and Jared, for you, I'm sure you and your team are in full court press mode getting ready also for that draft, which promises to be the largest spectator event in the history of our region.
We are. We are very much in full planning mode right now. The NFL, as they go through their annual calendars, they've got a draft and a Super Bowl to host every single year. The way that they go about planning those events is truly remarkable. They were here in June. They had around 30 people on their planning team. They will be back in August with close to 100 people on their expanded team. So they're looking at Pittsburgh. There's a lot of information that's being pushed back and forth between our teams and their team. But it really is. There's so much excitement around that particular event. I think it's going to really change the way that people perceive Pittsburgh. It's a huge opportunity, as we've said many, many times. So we're really looking forward to it. The NFL, the Steelers, we have such a great working relationship with both of those organizations. Really looking forward to seeing what comes together for the draft.
And that, you hit on a great point. After the draft, the exposure that the region gets should help us in many, many ways, including attracting future events for the David Lawrence Convention Center.
Oh, absolutely. You know, we're already pointing to the draft for a lot of other bids that we're submitting. you know, this next fall, of course, is the next round of NCAA bids that we put in every 2 years. So we're pointing to our achievement, both with the U.S. Open, also our record with NCAA, plus the NFL draft. But with the NFL draft, we're also a potential host city for World Cup rugby when that comes in 2031 and 33. So we're certainly pointing to the draft as a testament to what Pittsburgh can do to host world-class events of that scale.
Other than that, you're not busy. I get it. Thank
Lots
you.
Lots going on, but it's a lot of fun.
All right, keep on rolling. Jared, thank you.
Thank you, Larry. Appreciate it.
Jared Bacher, who heads up Visit Pittsburgh. I highly encourage you to visit pittsburgh.com. You say, oh, I grew up here, I live here. They have a lot of great information there. Brought to you by Visit Pittsburgh.